Mexico has staged a major sting operation against coyotes, those who smuggle illegal immigrants across the border into the United States. More than 24 were arrested and hundreds of illegals detained. Mexico has pledged to crack down on smugglers following the death of 19 immigrants trapped in a truck in Victoria, Texas, 3 weeks ago. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Arizona's border with Mexico.
Sitting in the dark courtyard of a migrant shelter in Nogales, Mexico, 26-year-old Mexican Juan Carlos stares north towards the United States. In the morning, he will try to cross the border for a fourth time with the help of a coyote. On his last try, his smuggler, having already been paid hundreds of dollars, abandoned him in the desert. Juan Carlos was caught by the U.S. Border Patrol, detained for months, then deported. But like nearly all undocumented immigrants, he refused to denounce his coyote. The coyote knows where you live, he says. Also, he has your family's telephone number, let's say in Los Angeles. How hard would it be for the smuggler to send someone to beat up your relatives there? Not hard at all. That's why people are afraid to snitch. That fear is one of several reasons why Mexican authorities rarely catch and gain convictions against human smugglers. The law here says police can only go after suspects if one of their clients publicly identifies them. One federal undercover agent in Nogales, who asked that her name not be used, says she frequently gets close to coyotes posing as a would-be immigrant, but she explains that her hands are often tied because intent to smuggle is not a crime. The difficulty in catching the smugglers, she says, is that you have to nab them in the precise moment when they're bringing their clients across the border. In other words, Mexican police literally have to surprise a coyote with one foot on the Mexican side of the border, the other in U.S. territory, a near impossibility. But days ago, Mexico's foreign ministry announced that authorities plan to get tougher on human smugglers. Mexico's Congress is crafting a bill that would increase jail time for coyotes and make intent to smuggle punishable. In the tiny, dusty town of Sasabe, some 2 hours west of Nogales, migrants cross the remote U.S. border with ease, day and night. Many arrive brazenly in white taxicabs from cities to the south. Coyotes take them into the U.S., sneaking them to safe houses or waiting vehicles. A few state police patrol this scrubby desert frontier in large white 4x4s, trying in vain to catch the smugglers. Agent Francisco Mador says immigrants never tell him who their guides are, even if they've been robbed or ditched in the desert. And he says it isn't just fear of reprisals that keep people silent.
La misma gente no los delata.
They won't rat on the coyote, he says, because if immigration catches him, he won't be able to take the migrants across the border on another try. The migrants hope to cross with the same guy, because either they've gotten to know him, or because friends crossed over with that same person. The immigrants' willingness to stick with coyotes, who sometimes leave them lost under the broiling Arizona sun, illustrates just how necessary the smugglers are. Since the September 11th terrorist attacks, U.S. border security patrols have made crossing decidedly more difficult. The routes are more remote and treacherous. One 18-year-old Mexican who crosses often to work as a farmhand says he'd never risk losing his way alone in this arid and merciless climate.
Que solo es más peligroso, me imagino. Y menos si no conoce la...
Crossing alone is more dangerous, I believe, he says. The coyote knows everything, where to go, where to find water. That's the most important thing, he says, knowing where the water is. For the Mexican government, catching the coyotes has become a top priority. At dawn on Thursday, federal agents raided at least one ramshackle flophouse here in a nationally orchestrated anti-smuggling operation. Witnesses say several people were taken away. But unless the police caught the smugglers red-handed leading immigrants across the border and have people to testify against them, the suspects will likely walk free within 72 hours. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, on the U.S.-Mexican border.